Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, of course, car repair, and the answer to last week's puzzler. And this came from a fellow named Lee Hull from Westfield, Indiana. And pay attention, because there were lots of hints and obfuscations. None of them were mine, I don't think. I may have thrown in something, little thing here or there, but I think this pretty much came pre-obnubulated. And here's what Lee wrote.
Obnubulated?
Yes. I've been using increase your word power, and obnubulated is a synonym for obfuscate.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, okay.
After an enjoyable Saturday of tooling around town in my old Lincoln Mark V, listening to Car Talk and running errands and such, my wife and I were preparing for bed. I said to her, I saw something happen today that I've not seen in probably 10 years. Hint number one. That's great, honey. Good night, she said, rolling over, but I was persistent. You know, now that I think about it, I said, I've only seen this happen maybe 4 or 5 times in my life, and every time I've been on the road driving. I could tell that her snoring was faked. I went on. In fact, I knew when I left the house this morning that it was going to happen. I just didn't know exactly where. She opened one eye to give me an intimidating stare. It happened just as we were passing over the Main Street Bridge. Blatant obfuscation, says my notes here. Well, why didn't you say something, she said. Oh, you're old enough to have seen it a few times yourself, I'll bet. It really isn't that exciting. Now I had her full attention, but still, I wouldn't tell what I'd seen. Come to think of it, it's happened a few times, and I didn't even notice it myself. The sad thing is, I'm pretty sure our son will never see it happen, and most kids today never will either. What happened that day when Lee was driving his car?
Somebody got a flat tire.
Pretty good.
Close?
Yeah, close.
Really?
You'll be amazed at how close it is. What Lee saw that day was his odometer go to all nines. Because he has an older car,
right.
It went to 99999 and then all zeros.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't happen anymore.
No, because all the newer cars have 6-digit displays, and they can go to 999,999 before it turns over. And that's why no one's going to see their odometer get to all zeros again. And I think that we should make odometers that you can take with you so that you can move from one car to the next. So you've got 200,000 miles in that car, you can take it and move it. You know, it should be a plug-in thing.
So you'll know how far you've been.
Exactly.
Throughout this lifetime.
Sure.
That you've spent driving around doing
nothing. You've probably driven 1 million miles.
Oh, no.
At least in the cars you owned, it seems like 1 million.
It's like 1 million.
Anyway, who's our winner?
The winner is John Boyer from Manhattan, Kansas. And for having his answer selected at random from all the correct answers that we got, John is going to get a $25 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division at cartalk.com. With this $25 gift certificate, he can get a copy of our CD, Why You Should Never Listen to Your Father When It Comes to Cars, which is a great gift for Dad on Father's Day.
Just like it was last year or the year before. it comes in handy in case you forgot or your father forgot. Get him another one.
And don't forget, this is the right time to order it because you might get it by next Father's Day.
Well, anyway, we'll have a brand new puzzler coming up in the third half of today's show. So try to stay awake. In the meantime, if you have a question about your car or anything else, you can call us at 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-2782-55. Hello, you're on Car Talk.